Hey, what's up, James and David? What's going on, Bucks Nation? This is Dominic here out of Tampa, Florida. Hey, I just want to keep this one short and sweet. I want to start off by saying thank you guys for hooking me up with that awesome Blu-ray of the Bucks' crazy Super Bowl season. I've already watched it 2 times. I can't get enough of it. All the highlights and all the extra football followings is awesome. I feel like I never win anything, so to win that was pretty awesome. I can't thank you guys enough. And also, I have a take on the question of the week here. To start off, I'm going to go with Gerald McCoy, comparing him to Batman, just because he's always been a dark horse. Batman is obviously his favorite DC character, so it's only right to compare him to Batman. My next choice would be Scotty Miller, and comparing him with the Flash, obviously because of his crazy speed. He's all over the field, man. He's the Flash. And my last take, I would do Rob Gronkowski and compare him to Cyborg, just because I feel like that guy has had 1.5 million surgeries and he just keeps on going, man. He's got to be made out of more metal than bone at this point. Here for you guys next time. Go Bucks.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome back to the Locked On Bucks podcast, brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you will receive 15% off your next order. I am James Yarko, joined as always by David Harrison. You can find everything that we're doing over at BucksNation.com, and make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. We'd like to welcome in all of our returning listeners as well as our new listeners. If you're new to the show, please hit that subscribe button. And if you feel so inclined, leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it, and it helps other Buccaneers fans find us.
All right, starting off the week here at the Locked On Bucks podcast, we are answering the question of the week with your calls and your responses peppered throughout the show, including Dominic, who won a copy of the Buccaneers Super Bowl Blu-ray courtesy of Cinedigm there to open the show. Congratulations again to Dominic for that. Today we wrap up our book giveaway, as well as 3 of you have won a free copy of a commemorative Super Bowl season book courtesy of our friends over at Pediment Publishing. We appreciate Pediment, of course, and it's Mock Draft Monday. So, James, before we get to that, however, let's get the announcements rolling and announce our first randomly picked winner, a late birthday present, I suppose, but it's going to go to Troy out in Georgia, and we swear to you guys, it was a random selection, although we are happy that Troy is the winner. So, Matt, make sure you shoot us over your mailing address, and we will get that out to Troy as soon as possible.
Yeah, it is completely random. We use the same randomizer for all of our giveaways, put all the names in, hit the random button a couple of times, pick a, you know, in this particular case, we randomized it 5 times, picked a winner. Yeah, whoever was number one, 5 more times, number one, 5 more times, number one. Troy just happened to hit that number one spot on one of the draws. So very excited for him. But David, it's a Mock Draft Monday, so let's go ahead and dive into this one. This one comes from Pro Football Network. It's a 4-round mock courtesy of Oliver Hodgkinson. And it came out on Saturday. So usual suspects up at the top. As always, you have Trevor Lawrence going number one to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got Zach Wilson, the quarterback out of BYU, going to the Jets. San Francisco, they take Justin Fields. The Falcons take Trey Lance. So 4 quarterbacks in the first 4 picks. Yeah, Oliver helps out the Bengals, and he gives them Sewell from Oregon. You scroll down a little bit, the Detroit Lions get a wide receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. New England trades up, gives up picks 15, 120, and 177, plus their first round pick next year to the Carolina Panthers to get Mac Jones. So we keep going. Let's talk a little bit about the division rivals. Of course, Carolina Panthers in their trade down, they get Christian Darrisaw, an offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. The Arizona Cardinals, they scoop up Devontae Smith, a speedster from Alabama. The New Orleans Saints at pick 28, they take Zaven Collins, linebacker out of Tulsa, before we finally get to the Buccaneers pick there at 32. And they take defensive tackle out of Alabama, Christian Barmore. And Oliver mentions that they could have taken running back Travis Etienne here. However, they look to Barmore to be a rotational guy in his rookie rookie year and potentially take over alongside Vita Vea for Ndamukong Suh in 2022. He also mentioned that Barmore destroyed a very talented Ohio State offensive line. And you know, I have to bring that up because you love Ohio State. But to defend my boy, Josh Myers, the center for Ohio State, he was playing on turf toe and a broken foot in that game, but powered through to try to help his team.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a lot of hype around Christian Barmore. So, I mean, not a bad name, not a, you know, not a bad pick per se, especially when you talk about pick number 32 and you've got years at least a year to develop him, you know, behind Vita Vea, behind Ndamukong Suh, kind of see if he works better as that nose tackle in that Todd Bowles 3-4 front, or if he can actually, you know, play that 3-4 defensive end spot and eat blocks while also getting in, you know, into the backfield from time to time on his own and become the next great run stuffer for this Buccaneers defense. So not a bad pick. I've said it before, I kind of prioritize edge right now looking at the Buccaneers roster, but you know, you can't blame somebody for looking at that defensive front. I mean, anytime you're making your trenches better, you're doing something good for your team.
Absolutely. And like I said in my solo episode, I am all aboard team trade up if it means it's going to get a guy that not only helps the Buccaneers right now, but you don't need all these draft picks that you have. Use some of them, move up, take the guy you really want. But if Barmore were to fall in their lap, I have no complaints about that pick. You know who else won't have any complaints? Any of the lovely ladies in our lives that receives a special gift from our friends over at 1010. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at a fair price point. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. When I took a look at this collection, Michelle Fantasi's ring stood out as one of the ones I would buy as a gift. It's a conversation piece so unique and so cool. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com.
Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends over at betonline.ag, the easiest way to bet on all your sports action, whether it be NBA, hockey, or baseball, live action, NFL draft prop bets. They've even got you covered for awards, TV shows, and reality TV. BetOnline.ag has all the real-time update odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. They've got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets. Plus, it's free to sign up. When you do, if you make your first deposit, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus onto that first deposit. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more about our live day one NFL draft coverage. Continuing on with our announcement of winners, we've got another voicemail here, James, that won in our random selection. Again, winning a Super Bowl commemorative book about the Buccaneers, of course, from our friends over at Pediment Publishing. So let's listen into that now.
What's up, Bucs Nation? This is Dylan from Tampa, Florida. First-time caller, long-time listener. Go ahead and answer the question of the week of the DC characters. We'll go ahead and say Devin White is going to have to be Doomsday because he's just a terror, a doomsday for defenses. Then, go ahead, keep on the villain train. Vita Vea, I'm going to have to go ahead and say he's just like Gorilla Grodd, just a beast, a freak of nature, just this big, intelligent, strong dude. Gorilla Grodd. Next, I'm going to go ahead and say Scotty Miller, fast, the Kid Flash. And that's who my three characters are. Honorable mention, I'm about to go and say Lex Luthor for the front office and all the amazing things they had to do to bring back the band this year. Let's run it back, Tampa. Let's go in and get that third Super Bowl. And as always, go Bucks.
All right, Dylan, congratulations again, just like everybody else. DM us, tweet us. Well, don't tweet out to everybody, but DM us your mailing address. We'll make sure that Pediment Publishing gets that so they can send you out your prize. Or you can email it to us at LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com. Continuing now with Mock Draft Monday, looking at this four-round mock draft from Pro Football Network again. Looking at the second round, running back Travis Etienne does end up coming off the board at 34th overall, going to the New York Jets. Division rival the Atlanta Falcons gets Virginia Tech cornerback Caleb Farley at number 35, while the Carolina Panthers add secondary help as well, getting Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky, the cornerback. Kadarius Toney, a popular name among mock drafters and on this show and on several other shows, goes all the way down to 52, going to the Chicago Bears with the 52nd overall pick, the wide receiver out of Florida. And then Elijah Moore, a similar type of player, goes to the Tennessee Titans at the very next pick, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss. One of my favorites, Dylan Raddins out of North Dakota State University, the offensive tackle, goes 54th to the Indianapolis Colts, while the New Orleans Saints get safety Hamza Nasruldeen out of Florida State, a guy that we've profiled on BucksNation.com and talked about here on the show as well. And James, they add offensive guard help, interior offensive line help, potentially a guy maybe they can cross train and move over to center if they do decide to get rid of Ryan Jensen, although I don't honestly see that happening. But with a 64th overall pick in this mock draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get offensive guard Trey Smith out of Tennessee.
Yeah, again, depth at either of the trenches, either side of the trenches, I think is a great move. It's a smart move. I did a write-up about Josh Myers on BucksNation.com on Saturday, and I talked about how, you know, Josh Myers could be that guy who provides depth both at center and guard. We saw injuries at the guard position, both Ali Marpet and Aaron Stinney. You had to have your starting center slide over to guard. You had to have your backup center come in. You know, we saw all that go down. And Josh Myers, of course, taking the pick before the Buccaneers by the Kansas City Chiefs here in the second round. But getting somebody that can slide around and provide depth in multiple positions and then potentially transition into a starting lineman, I think is the ideal move for the Bucs if they look to the offensive line. But David, we're going to go ahead and we're going to move over to round number three. We do see Michael Carter come off the board, the running back out of North Carolina. He goes to the division rival Atlanta Falcons. Your buddy, your favorite quarterback in this draft, David Davis Mills out of Stanford, goes to the Washington football team. So you would get to talk about him, of course, on Locked On Washington football team. We see Kellen Mond, another quarterback, come off the board. He goes to the Chicago Bears. We see Robert Rochelle from Central Arkansas go to the New York Jets. He's somebody that, you know, we are going to be featuring on BucksNation.com. We get down, another one of your Ohio State Buckeyes comes off the board to the Buffalo Bills. Tommy, you always have to pronounce the name for me, to Guy.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Is that pretty good? Okay. Yeah. He goes to the Buffalo Bills. And then at pick number 95 there in the third round, an edge rusher, there it is. There's your edge rusher, David. Out of Pitt, Rashad Weaver goes to the Bucs. And just a few picks later, real quick before you react to that, Nico Collins from Michigan goes to the New Orleans Saints at pick 98.
Nico Collins is definitely a guy that I like a lot. And you know that it's true if I am praising a product of Michigan. But yeah, I mean, Rashad Weaver adding to the edge depth there, you add him in there with Anthony Nelson, and you kind of see which one of them pans out to be the best guy. If JPP retires or if the Buccaneers decide to let him walk after this season, then you kind of have a full year to see if you're really comfortable with one of those guys. If not, I mean, you always have next year's first round. You go draft an edge rusher to replace JPP there, and then you've got Rashad Weaver and you've got Anthony Nelson as depth pieces, and your edge position is pretty much secured for the next, you know, 3 to 6 seasons, really, when you look at it. So not a bad pick at all there for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But all right, James, as we move into the fourth round, another popular name around the Bucs Nation group is Keith Gainwell, running back out of Memphis. He ends up with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Quincy Roche out of Miami ends up with the New York Jets at the 107th pick, another guy that we've talked about. The Atlanta Falcons in the fourth round add offensive line talent with Kendrick Green out of Illinois. You'll appreciate that pick, just not going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Caden Stearns, the safety out of Texas, goes to the Carolina Panthers. And they also get defensive tackle out of Texas A&M, Bobby Brown, the third. Interesting name there for you in the division. Scrolling down a little bit, Oso Odighizawa, one of my favorite players in this draft out of UCLA, goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars at pick 130, while the New Orleans Saints also add to their defensive line depth, getting Tyler Shelvin out of Louisiana State. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with the 137th overall pick, take Ramondre Stevenson, running back, out of Oklahoma. And James, we've kind of talked about this, where the Buccaneers, you know, just because you sign Giovanni Bernard does not necessarily mean you're out of the market for drafting a running back. Just means you're probably out of the market for drafting a running back super early. Here you see it come in the fourth round, early part of day three, which is a pretty good spot for adding to a depth to it, or to a position group that really has solid depth already. Again, my concern here is now you've got Rojo, Leonard Fournette, Giovanni Bernard, Keyshawn Vaughn, and now you've got Ramondre. I mean, that's five running backs, and I don't see the Buccaneers taking five running backs into the season. You're not going to get away with putting a fourth-round running back on the practice squad. You're not going to get away with putting a second-year, third-round pick on the practice squad. Rojo's not going to the practice squad. Leonard's not going to the practice squad. Gio's not going to the practice squad. So essentially kind of putting this in a situation where someone's got to be released or traded at some point. So that might be a conversation for later if this does happen, is which running back do we think is on an expiring clock. But I think if you draft a running back in the fourth round, you're either keeping him or you're losing him. There's really no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're not stashing him.
Yeah, which is why I've started to come around to team trade up, because from the outside looking in, and obviously I haven't, you know, done any deep dives into Ramondre Stevenson, but you know, that's essentially a wasted pick. Use that capital, move up to get somebody that can stay on your team. Unless Stevenson is a special teams baller, it's very unlikely he would make the roster, unless he really blows up, in which case now you're losing Keyshawn Vaughn. It's just, you know, when you take a look at this draft, I'm all about trading up, making a move. I don't love running back in the fourth round at this point. I would rather get wide receiver, secondary help, something like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It would be interesting to see how a scenario like that would play out. But David, before we get to our next break, why don't we go ahead and listen to another voicemail. This is not one of our winners, but it is somebody that called in to answer our question of the week and was in the running, but we'll announce our third and final winner coming up in segment three.
Hi guys, JT from Texas. All right, question of the week, DC characters. I'm gonna go with Shazam is Shaq Barrett, because he can be a kid off the field dancing and singing all the time, but then a superhero on the field. I'm gonna go with Superman being JPP. You can't hurt him. This man bounces back from everything. Broken neck, bone hand, he bounces right back. And then three, I'm going to go Aquaman with, and this is cheating a little bit, but Aquaman with Antoine Winfield Jr. I know he doesn't talk to fish, but he can talk to cheetahs with Tyreek Hill. And an extra one, just want to throw in there, just because I know he loves DC characters, and he thought he was Batman, but Gerald McCoy is Batman. All right, y'all have a good one. Go Bucks.
Today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast brought to you in part by Built Bar, with 18 amazing flavors, including cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, raspberry, German chocolate, toffee almond, and peanut butter brownie. Built Bars are the best tasting protein bars, and they're all covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Plus, they're healthy. They're great for the health-conscious person, whether you're trying to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. Great for anyone on or trying the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Wrapping things up here on a Monday edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast, and starting today through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcast, music, and news that matter to you. That's Audacy. And David, I just downloaded Odyssey onto my phone. That has one of the best podcast streaming app layouts I have ever seen. It is super, super easy. make sure you are subscribing to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 and check out the Odyssey app. It's pretty nice. But David, it's time to wrap up these questions of the week. Let's listen to a voicemail and read an email before we give our answers.
What's up, boys? Tyler from Boston. I'm answering your guys' question of the week, which is about the DC characters. I think this is kind of an easy pick, but I think Tom Brady is most like Batman. He doesn't have any superpowers. You know, he doesn't throw the ball super hard. He doesn't run super fast. He's not athletic enough. Like, you know, we've all heard the scouting report, but, you know, what Batman has that the other members of the Justice League don't have is, like, his intense leadership, his unmatched brain power, like his thinking ability. You know, even though he's doesn't have superpowers, he's a peak human performance, basically. So, in which I think at 43, that's basically what Tom Brady is. Basically what Tom Brady is, right? So, next I'm looking at Playoff Lenny, aka Shazam. You know, I think he started off the year kind of slow. He got cut by the Jags. We almost cut him, I guess. But then it seems, you know, when Shazam gets his powers, you know, it's like he's a whole different person. Well, it felt like when we started giving him the name Playoff Lenny, that's when he took off. It's like the Shazam factor, I like to call it. And then lastly, we got the Flash, a.k.a. Scotty Miller. Those are my picks. And I also want to add, I hope that the whole Buccaneer squad is the Green Lantern, you know? So they're already capable in their own right, but then you add the Green Lantern ring, the Super Bowl ring, and then they become more powerful, and that's what I'm hoping for.
All right, Tyler, appreciate the phone call. Appreciate all the phone calls we got. We also got an email, like you said, James, this one coming from Chris out in Sebring, and he wrote to us and said, I listen to the show every day on the way home from work. Love it, and keep up the good work. We appreciate you, Chris. And he said, as soon as I heard DC characters, I had to come respond with Gerald McCoy as Batman. My others would be Scotty Miller as The Flash and Tristan Wirfs as Aquaman because of his pool stunt. I'd also like to throw out one Marvel character with Mike Allstott being the Juggernaut.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll let that one go as well. Good answers there. And what I'm learning in this exercise, James, is that our listeners know a lot more about DC than I do, which isn't a total surprise. But so my picks, I'm not gonna lie. So I cheated on one of my picks, and I did. I said Batman is Gerald McCoy because of obvious connections. They've already been made by several other people. I'm going to take that, though. Do you want to give one first? Or do you want me to go through all three of mine?
You can go through all three of yours.
All right. So I tried to get a little more creative with my next two and try to get away from like the Supermans of the world because one, I needed to learn about the DC Comics universe because of what I'm doing in my side project. And two, I just didn't want to be, you know, like as boring as everybody probably expected to be with my lack of comic knowledge. So I chose the character Red Hood, and I chose Jameis Winston to be Red Hood. So my understanding of the backstory of Red Hood is that he used to be part of Batman's like crew or team or whatever and had a falling out and then went elsewhere and came back with a new team trying to show that he could do things his way. To me, that speaks to Jameis Winston, so that's why I connected the character Red Hood with Jameis Winston. And then for Deadshot is a character that I picked. One, he's my favorite character from the Suicide Squad movies, so I wanted to get him in there. He's a mercenary, so I linked him to Indomitian Sue because both of these guys very good at what they do, very effective, become fan favorites when they're on your side, guys that you hate to see when they're not on your side, and they're mercenaries. You know what I mean? Like, Ndamukong Suh's kind of bounced around the NFL, basically going team to team, saying who needs help, and I'll come help you and do really good. So Ndamukong Suh is Deadshot for me.
All right. Well, I like those picks. I was pretty generic and pretty boring with my first one, and I said Tom Brady, Superman. Obviously, he doesn't have superpowers, but is there anything that the guy honestly can't do? So you just kind of relate Tom Brady to Superman. Now, I did have Flash on my list, but it's not Scotty Miller, David. It's Levante David. And if you remember a few years ago, Levante's nickname was actually The Flash because it was like he could just appear from one side of the field to the other, always hunting down the football. So that was my Flash comparison. I understand all the Scotty Millers, and I had Scotty Miller there for a brief second. I was like, wait a minute. Levante's nickname is literally The Flash. So let's give him that one. And finally, Devin White as Darkseid. Now, for those that don't know who Darkseid is, but maybe familiar with the Marvel, at least the Marvel movies, Darkseid is DC's version of Thanos, only he's stronger and scarier. He's the baddest dude in the DC universe, and Devin White is the baddest dude on an NFL field. maybe second only to Aaron Donald, but Devin White is an absolute beast, and he puts fear into the hearts and souls of every offense that lines up across from him. So those are my DC comps.
Yeah, and I like it because he also helped reduce the Saints, Chiefs, and Packers Super Bowl hopes to ashes. So
I like that. A nice little crossover nod. But David, we do have one more winner.
We do.
Of the Super Bowl 55 commemorative book, courtesy of our friends over at Pediment Publishing. And this one sent his response in via Twitter.
He did. And his response was that he compared JPP to Swamp Thing because he can be chopped up, beat on, and basically counted out, then regenerates miraculously, which is a good one. Brady is Superman and literally writes, no need to go further. And then he wrote, Godwin and Evans, Firestorm combined together, unstoppable. Last one, he added another one, Devin White is Deathstroke. Just look what he did to Drew Brees' career. Yes, that's very hilarious. And of course, that's coming from Joshua Gardner all the way from overseas. So we're going to have fun figuring out how to get that book to Joshua. But we will get that book to Joshua. I can't tell you how long it's going to take, Joshua, but we will get it to you. Just DM us your shipping address, and we will do everything in our power with Pediment Publishing. We've already laid a little bit of groundwork with them. We've got a plan in place. We're just going to have to execute it now. So congratulations to Joshua, Dylan, and Troy. Of course, thank you to everybody who submitted for this giveaway. It's not our last giveaway, James. We've got another one coming up. We've just got to figure out what the parameters of that giveaway are going to be.
Absolutely. And once you and I figure that out, we will pass that along to all of our listeners. But we thank all of you that participated in the question of the week, in the would you rather, sending in your responses and your reactions to the Giovanni Bernard signing. Appreciate each and every one of you. Our question of the week this week, we're about a week and a half away from the draft. So I want to know, what is your all-time favorite draft moment? Was it, you know, the GM of the Indianapolis Colts screaming, who the hell is Mel Kiper? Was it Aaron Rodgers sweating in the green room as he keeps getting passed over and passed over and passed over? Was it the Buccaneers trading back up into the first round to get Derek Brooks? What is your all-time favorite draft moment? Submit those answers by giving us a call at 813-444-5841 or send us your emails and voice memos to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com. Check out everything David and I are doing over at BucksNation.com. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other, and we thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.